You say Bill Snyder and that broken equipment goes, just give me a minute.
Just give me, you're right, yeah. It's weather on the ooze.
Yeah, it's weather on the ooze. And right. Boy, my phone has been lighting up all day with alert information, alert information. I heard things about overnight snow, perhaps at an inch an hour. I'm like, please, Bill, what is going on?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, what's going on, John, is we got another one of these little Alberta Clipper disturbances that's riding in from the northwest that's moving through in the overnight hours. So, yes, we do have another round of snow on the way. Not a big deal. I mean, not you know, unlike anything we can't handle. But the problem is the timing. It's going to fall overnight into the first part of the morning rush hour. So, you know, In some cases, we always say it's not the amount of snow, it's the timing of the snow. Yeah. So, you know, for any folks that are heading out the door early to the office in the morning or, you know, out to school, keep that in mind because there could be some slick spots. If you're, you know, along the southern half of our viewing area, so draw a line from, you know, across the I-80 corridor and points west and south from there, could even have a little bit of freezing drizzle or even some sleet mixed in with that snow. So, yeah, it's not a huge storm, John, but again, it could cause a few slick spots in the morning, especially on those, you know, untreated surfaces, side streets and sidewalks and parking lots and so forth, driveways and so forth. So, you know, you're heading out, just, you know, use a little caution and give yourself a little bit of extra time. But beyond that little burst of precipitation, which looks to me, John, like it's going to fall between 4 and 8 a.m. By 8 a.m., it should be out of here. And then we actually get to enjoy something that we have not done in 3 weeks. Do you know what that is?
Sleep in? No, I have.
And that is get above freezing. The thermometer is going to finally get above freezing. Okay. And that's worth celebrating. I mean, it has been a long streak. You know, the last time we were above freezing was back on January the 16th. And so this will have been a 21-day streak, John. And you know what's interesting is that is our longest string of above or below freezing days here in Chicago in almost two decades. You have to go all the way back to 2007, January 28th through February 18th, 22 days is the last time that we had a streak this long. So it's not your imagination. If you feel like this has been a persistently cold stretch of weather, it really has, and the numbers the numbers tell the story. And interestingly, as long as this has been, John, it is not even on par or close to our longest streak. Do you want to take a guess at what our longest streak of below freezing days is in Chicago?
You mean ever?
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, well then, how about this? I'll tell you, it's more than double. It's more than double this streak we've got going right now, which is crazy. 43 days. It started on December the 28th, 1976, it went all the way through February 8th, 1977. So we've not done anything remotely close to that since then. And thankfully, we are not going to challenge that record this year.
You know, I've noticed temperatures have at least been, I don't know, somewhat on the warmer side, like 21, 22, 25.
Yeah.
And usually I think that I'm by this time acclimated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That even though that I feel that I'm adapted to the weather and it's not quite as cold.
Right.
As it felt before I adapted.
Yeah.
But I'm going out these days and I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
What's
going on?
Yeah. No, you know, again, it's not your imagination. Yeah. We're in the midst of a cold winter, and I don't think even if we finish this month above normal, it would take an extraordinary temperature surplus to reverse the temperature deficit that's in place right now. So if you look at the first 2 months of climatological winter since December 1st, John, we are averaging 24.2 degrees, which is 3.5 degrees below normal. It's 3.5 degrees colder than this point last winter. And it's our coldest winter in about 12 years since 2013-14. And that winter was really cold and really snowy. I mean, that was one that harkened back to those, you know, those late 70s winters around here that, few that lived through it, will ever forget. And in 2013-14. So we are running actually 5 degrees warmer than we were during the winter of 2013-14. So that shows you a testament to just how cold it was in that winter.
Well, you know, it's sort of like, let's call it upside down weather, for lack of a better term.
For sure. I mean, yeah.
What would you define as upside down weather these days?
Well, I would define upside down weather as one part of the country that's anomalously warm that shouldn't be warm, and another part of the country that's a little bit on the chilly side. Yeah. And we had that today, John.
Did I see icicles hanging off of something in Florida?
Yep. You did. Unbelievable. You did. Yeah. No, they've had some of their coldest temperatures. For example, Sunday morning, Monday morning, Miami recorded their coldest temperature down to 34 degrees that they've seen in the month of February since the early 1900s.
Wow.
So it's really, I mean, the cold air suppressed far south. There was a reporting station in Cuba that reported their first ever 32 degree temperature on that island.
In Cuba.
In Cuba. Yeah. I mean, this is frigid Arctic air over, you know, far warmer waters of the Atlantic and the Caribbean, and yet it got down to 32 degrees in Cuba. Isn't that amazing? I mean, really stunning. And then when I looked at temperatures today, John, across the United States, listen to this. We had record highs across the Plain States and even into Montana. So, for example, Rapid City, South Dakota, you know, no one ever thinks of Rapid City as a place to go escape the cold in February, right? I mean, my goodness, 73 degrees today in Rapid City. The old record for today was 63, so they beat it by 10 degrees. Rapid City, South Dakota, warmer today than Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Atlanta, Orlando, and Tampa.
Well, you know, I'm glad I'm not the person who has to figure this out.
I'm telling you, that's just
no sense to me.
And again, it's interesting, John. It is a function of the jet stream, and you know, we've been in this persistent northwest flow that's continued to deliver the, you know, the polar jet stream, which is when you're on the southern end of that polar jet stream, you're right in line to receive these bouts of cold air from time to time, and we've persistently been cold and only been only when we moderate like we did today. It gets us close to freezing, but these areas out west, I've marveled at some of the temperatures out in Montana. And here's another interesting, you know, when I talk about upside down weather, John, Salt Lake City, which, you know, in the mountains, they see more snow there. You know, the elevation in Salt Lake City is around 4,000 feet. But listen to this, John, they have had, since the start of the snow season in Salt Lake City, 0.3 inches, 0.3. So not even a half an inch. They should have had about 34 inches by now, and they've had less snow in Salt Lake City than a town in the panhandle of Florida. Mariana, Florida, has had 1.3 inches of snow. Salt Lake City has had less than that. So how is that for truly upside down weather?
That sounds like a future trivia question.
Doesn't it? I mean,
it does
really.
Indeed.
And you know, anybody that's listening to our show tonight will know the answer to that, but most people would be flabbergasted by that statement. So that's really, it's stunning. Stunning what's going on. You know, like I said, we always talk about how when one part of the country is out of whack, another part is too, and they have to kind of balance each other out.
You know, you talked about weather, messy weather on tap for tomorrow morning and the commute.
Yeah.
What about the weekend, the next week? Do we have any relief in sight? I think you mentioned some warmer temperatures.
We do. Yeah, John. So yes, we do have some messy weather tomorrow morning. You know, some snow and sleet for a few hours. Then the precipitation should shut off for a while, and we'll warm into the upper 30s. Now, I should caution that, you know, we're celebrating the fact that we've finally gotten above freezing for the first time in 3 weeks, but I should note that there's going to be a fairly gusty northwest wind at 15 to 30 miles an hour. So that will cancel out some of the warming on the thermometer tomorrow. Even though we're going to get into the upper 30s, the strong winds will make it feel more like the 20s. We may have a few additional snow showers that develop tomorrow afternoon ahead of a very brief surge of Arctic air that comes in tomorrow night and Saturday. So skies will clear out late tomorrow night. By Saturday morning, we'll wake up to some frigid conditions, down to about 10 above here in the city. But in some of the outlying areas, it'll be down around 4 or 5 above. And with the wind chill, it'll feel like about 5 below. So cold start to the weekend, but temperatures moderate Saturday afternoon. So we'll be back in the mid-20s Saturday. So that'll be about a 14-degree drop from tomorrow's high. Then Super Bowl Sunday, we start to warm up, so we should get back into the low 30s. We're forecasting a high of 34 on Super Bowl Sunday. Then the real warm-up comes. We should be in the low 40s on Monday. And Tuesday, it's not inconceivable, John, parts of our area may touch 50 degrees on Tuesday. How about that? That will feel downright spring-like, and I think you and I will both be out walking our dogs a little further than we have over the past month because it's been so cold. So that will be a really welcome treat.
Yes, we'll be watching the snow melt, I hope.
I think a lot of it will be gone by then, John. Yeah, with the temperatures warming up to those levels. And, you know, we cool off a little bit after that. But I'll tell you what's interesting is you look ahead to the next couple of weeks, and there is no sign of any of this really bitterly cold Arctic air that's been so persistent across our area for the last month or so. And you know, it's all, again, derived by this polar jet stream. And we look at a couple of key indices here, you know, teleconnections when we forecast the weather. And one of them is the oscillation index, is the Arctic Oscillation Index. When that index is in the negative, that is a sign that the polar jet stream is very weak and tends to, you know, dive down here across the central and eastern U.S. from time to time. When that index goes into the positive territory, which like what we had the back half of December when we marveled at the thaw and, you know, melted all the snow that we started the month with, that encourages us to have a predominantly above normal temperature regime. And as you look overall, through the next 2 weeks, the 6 to 10 day outlook from the Climate Prediction Center and the 8 to 14 day outlook, by and large, our temperatures are going to be transitioning to an above normal regime. So that is quite a change from what we've been in for the last month or so.
Good news. Thanks very much for coming on again, Bill. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, my friend. You have a great weekend.